This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. David Hernandez is one of hundreds, if not thousands, of American citizens living along the U.S.-Mexico border in the southwestern United States, whose U.S. citizenship is being challenged by the State Department. Government officials are categorically questioning the citizenship of virtually all midwife-delivered Mexican-Americans born in this region who have applied for U.S. passports in an effort to ensure their continued ability to cross the border into Mexico. According to a lawsuit filed by the ACLU, the ACLU of Texas, and cooperating attorneys, the State Department has been forcing these applicants to go to unreasonable lengths to prove their citizenship by requiring an excessive number of documents that normally are not asked of passport applicants. Then, even after the applicants supply further proof of their citizenship, the State Department responds by summarily closing their applications without informing them of what further information is needed to prove their citizenship and to qualify for passports. Because of a new federal law called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, a passport will soon be an absolute necessity for the millions of Americans who live near the border. As of June 1, 2009, Americans who cross the border daily for work and family obligations will be effectively barred from conducting the everyday business of their lives without a passport. David Hernandez served a decorated 3-year stint in the U.S. Army in the 1980s and traveled extensively throughout Europe during his service. When David first applied for a passport in preparation to meet the new law's requirements, the State Department first declared that the original copy of his birth certificate he submitted along with his application did not support his claim of U.S. birth. After providing a variety of additional documents to prove his U.S. birth and citizenship, including his baptismal certificate, his Texas Department of Health immunization records and school records, he was informed that the State Department still would not issue him a passport. We talked to David about his situation.
David, what was your initial reaction when you first received word from the State Department that your application for a passport did not support your claim of citizenship?
I was shocked, and I couldn't believe that they hadn't approved it. You know, I tried to give them all the information that I could, and apparently it wasn't good enough for them. I've always been told, as far back as I can remember, that I've been an American citizen. So I was a little shocked. Well, I was very shocked, let's put it that way.
You had worked to locate a bunch of additional documents to prove your citizenship. How did you feel when the State Department still didn't issue you a passport?
Well, after I sent them some more information, as much as I could gather at the time, and I received another reply from them saying that that wasn't going to be good enough, the last thing that I remember was that they said that I was going to need more information, or more than likely they weren't going to approve it. And they were asking for lots of paperwork more than anything. But I've always believed that my birth certificate was my paperwork for all that. I come from a very poor Mexican mother, and she was only 18 years old. I tried to get all the information that they asked for, which was a newspaper clipping or an early birth picture or medical records, prenatal records, and there was no prenatal records because my mom was poor and she didn't have money for all that. And even if there had been records, the midwife, after she died, I think it was in 1979, her house was ransacked. All her paperwork and everything was lost. The house was looted and pretty much destroyed. And I got that information from their neighbors. Once I started realizing that it was going to be very difficult for me to get all this information, which I could have probably gotten a lot easier 20 or even 30 years ago had it been a necessity then, I just feel that it's unfair for them to do this now, because now it's affecting me like this. And by affecting me, I mean, you know, there was 4 witnesses to my birth. My mother, my midwife, my godparents, Victoria and Carlos Barrientos, they were there, you know. And everybody from my mom's sisters and brothers to my grandmother and my grandparents always told me that I was an American citizen. I had no reason to doubt it for a second. It's just gotten ugly ever since I've applied for my passport.
What do you suppose the motivation of the State Department is in challenging your citizenship?
In my case, it's going to be the fact that there's unusual circumstances. For one, it's my actual witnesses who were around my bedside. Out of 4 of them, 2 of them have since passed away and 1 of them has dementia. And, you know, I think that if I had those affidavits from those people, I'd probably have my passport, and maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if that's enough, because one of the things that the State Department or the passport people told me was that even if I sent affidavits in, they weren't sure if I was going to pass. they wanted some other kind of newspaper clipping or prenatal records, or, you know, I wasn't born with a golden spoon in my mouth. We just didn't have the money for any of those things. I've got a paper trail which states that I'm an American citizen. There's a birth certificate with a specific date on what day and where I was born. I've always believed that that was a legal document. And I've also got my baptismal certificate, which was, you know, it was on the date on that one is 2 years later, or more or less, about 2 years after I was born. I went from pre-kinder to high school, and I've even gone and I've got about 45 credit hours in college. I've spent 4 years in the military. I've worked steadily. I've been at this job where I work at now for 10 years. I've paid my taxes. I try to do everything by the rule of the law, you know, and I am where I am today without my passport, without them sticking up for me.
Now, you had served in the U.S. Army for 4 years in the late 1980s, and yet the government is still challenging your citizenship. Could you talk about why you wanted to serve your country in the military and how it feels in light of that service to have the government question your citizenship?
Absolutely. The reason that I served my country is because I love my country. And God bless America. I'm a true patriot. And I just get very emotional. You know, I hear about people talking honor and how America is the land of the free and the brave and of opportunity and pursuit of happiness. And yet, I am where I am. I'm an American citizen. And I'm being requested like this. I serve my country. Not everybody gets to serve their country. And I did it with pleasure and honor. I served 2 years in West Germany and 2 years at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. I worked around a lot of very good men. I made friends from all over the country, and I traveled on what was my military ID. I love America, and I pledged allegiance to the United States at least once a day from pre-kinder all the way through high school. And I thought those words meant a lot to me. I mean, they still do, but it doesn't seem that it means that much to the people who are doing this to me. In this case, the State Department. I'm truly disappointed. I was there for them. I expected them to be there for me. And I'm talking about the federal government as a whole.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about this case, go to aclu.org/racialjustice.